Welcome back to another 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad's had an interesting few months. I just want everybody to know. I hope everybody follows him at Chad Meisenheimer on Instagram. Is that who you are on Instagram?
The Chad Mize.
So if people follow you on Facebook, some may not. So I think it's private, so they can't. So interesting's been happening on your IG. So can we get into that today?
Yes, let's do that. Yeah, so apparently I have an Instagram hater / stalker. And it was came to my attention when my friends kept posting pics of this really weird profile. It's like, hey, did you add another profile? And I was like, what? No. But this person was posting like pictures of like this really rare old movie I did back in 2008 when my character's having sex with mannequins. Which I have no shame or regret with this movie, but the pictures are totally out of context.
Hold on. Did your mom like this movie?
Oh, no. She did not like that movie at all. Like, no. Like, she's not a fan of that movie. I even produced it, too, so I spent money on it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's not a big fan of it. But it's not just that. It's just like, it's whatever. But it's a very rare, hard-to-find movie.
Yeah, so this I've person never seen had it.
Say what?
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I could send you a link, but you'd be traumatized for life. Like, it's a weird, dark movie. Like, it's weird. Like, it was actually made by Andrew. Andrew Hooper was the writer-director of it. But, like, he doesn't make movies no more. Like, he really – he's kind of retired. And he doesn't update his site. So whoever, like, was stalking me and who's my hater has to find his site, find the movie, which is, like, 10-plus years old – and then watch it and try to take screen capture of it. And only 1,000 people seen it. Like, that's not a big number of people seen it. And it's only known in the Sacramento scene, the film scene up there. It's like an underground film. So some people in Sacramento know about it. So, but this person, like, I would actually report it all the time. And Instagram was removing it. And then this person would start to harass my friends and family, emailing my mom and all this stuff. So, like, they would remove it for bullying and harassing and pretending to be mean. But this person kept changing it, the name, like, Chad Meisenheimer. And they would make comments like, Chad's Latina crush mannequin. And actually used my bestie's Instagram screen name because she doesn't go by her real name. And they mentioned her. So this person has to know, like, certain aspects of my thing. So I had to do this big clearing. Like, I went and did like a huge edit on my Instagram, like removing posts, not just posts, but like bots and people that like people from the film and theater and comedy scene in Sacramento. I had to like remove them, kind of block them because it's had to be somewhere up there. And I kind of narrowed down who could it be. A lot of people are thinking they're trying to blackmail him. Like, what are they blackmailing for? It really doesn't matter anything. But yeah, it was crazy because like they were like mentioning like my friends and like so far I counted like 11 profiles Instagram had to like remove. So like this person like kept posting and posting and posting and posting, and it's just like it's ridiculous. But yeah, that
you got interesting background music, just so you know.
Oh, okay. can you pause it for 1 second?
Okay, go ahead, Chad.
But yeah, so that's pretty much the drama with the Instagram. Do you watch it? Or I keep posting it. Like, dude, it's like this person's like obsessed. Like, it's so weird.
Well, yeah. I think you know it's not me because I don't even have Instagram. Or if I do, I've never posted anything on it.
Yeah. No, it's weird. Because like, it's like I know it was like at first I thought it was like my friends like dicking around. But I was like, okay, whatever. And I was showing to my friends. And my friends like, no, like, but like, they're like, Chad, you post stuff so much shit on Instagram, like now, like every day almost. Where they were like, basically, it was they're like laughing. They're saying, Chad, like, why use your old stuff when we have new stuff of you being a dumbass? So I was just like, okay, so that was going on. So it's like it wasn't my friends, it wasn't my family. Like I said, I have some a lot of haters, especially in the comedy scene in Sacramento. Like on Facebook, I pissed off this Indian comedian. I'm not going to say the name, but it's Indian comedian. He got mad because I did I shared a meme. It wasn't even my meme. I shared this meme about Joe Dirt. Like, do you have, where's the good fireworks? And then all of a sudden I showed Baruch blowing up. Huh. And it's like, dang! And he's just like, and he goes, this is why brown people were happy that 9/11 happened.
Ouch.
And it, yeah, and I was just like, hey, Homeland Security, I found another one towards him. And he's just like, oh, you're a racist piece of shit, da da da. I was like, it's like, well, you just said you're happy about 9/11, but you're also a brown comedian riding on the back of other brown comedians trying to be successful because you're not funny. And he got like hella butthurt. And I was like, I don't fucking care. He's like, well, you know who I am? Like, yeah, nobody, because you're not paying my bills, bitch. So I'm like, I have no filter or no shame. And I'm not scared of no one coming in like, I'm going to cancel you. I'm like, go ahead, make my day. I'll fucking curb stomp you, man. I'm like, people don't get where they're just sitting there like, oh, Chad, they think I'm a little bitch. And I'm sitting there like, nah, 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 nah. But yeah, I think it was Mike Spinham, because there's a couple comedians that don't like me up there, like the Sacramento Punchline, the Sac Comedy Spot, and there's a bunch of hipster coffee shop comedians that don't like me. And I'm just like, just because I know how to do business and make money. Like the first 2 years I was in like stand up, I would like, I knew how to make money right away and market. And that pissed them off that they've spent 15 years trying to make money as a comedian and they couldn't do shit. But yeah, so that's pretty much what I think. I have a feeling I know who it is, because the people who did it made two errors that I caught on, because I'm very good at research and like seeing what people say. Well, two things. One, they call me Weisenheimer, and a lot of people don't call me Weisenheimer. They always think that's an insult to me. They knew my mom's first name, which is really weird because you can't find her on social media. You actually have to know her screen name type thing, because she doesn't go by her name at all. And the third big mistake was when you make a profile, your Instagram is like Facebook, so it picks up all your contacts and said, do you want to suggest this person, this person, this person, this person? And they did. They selected these people that I knew. So I was just like, oh, because they had suggestions of people I did theater with in my late teens, my early 20s. And I right then it kind of lowered the group of people who I know. There was like a small group of theater people when I'm in my early 20s that did not like me because I was always the outsider, the weird kid type thing. Well, not outsider, but like I knew what I wanted to do. And out of that group, only three or four people still work in the industry, and or at least try to be in the industry. And two of them are Jewish brother podcasters. So I have a feeling it's them. Because they're like these two stoner dudes. And I was just like, I have a feeling it's them, because they're not the sharpest tool in the shed. And they never liked me. And their mom never liked my mom, and vice versa. So it's hold on. Really, I was just,
somebody didn't like your mom's like the nicest person ever.
Right, exactly. This lady, it was like a stage mom. And she took control of a theater company. And she didn't like the fact that me and my brother are very independent, and we didn't kiss her or kid's ass, because her kids went off to be like, one became like a dancer actor, the other one is like a struggling podcast comedian. And like, so I started like, they're basically I'm doing what I want to do. And like me and my brother were very, weren't the popular kids, kind of did our own thing, and people kind of liked our style. Like, even at a young age, we kind of marched to our own beat. Like, me and my brother were very, kind of marched to our own beat. We didn't care or seek validation from people, which I think kind of helped my career even now, even with all the, like, haters and stuff. Like, even on Instagram, like, people trying to be me, fake to be me, like, a fake profile. I'm not even famous or a celebrity yet, which I must be doing something right if they're doing that. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, I've always been close. I'm always that one project away being successful. So that's how I look at it. So I kind of find it funny. But yeah, so that's pretty much my cell phone going off.
Goodbye, Chad.
Deuces.
How I got into my bedroom. And I was like, and my wallet was open. And at the time, you know how everyone like look condoms in their wallet just in case. The condom was missing from my wallet. And I was just like, uh-oh. The fuck? Uh-oh. I was like, this is no good. So I was calling my friend who was the driver, and he drove four of us. So he was like the designated driver, but he's just like, he's like, he was busting up because like for a whole day I was like shitting bricks, like, oh no, please say I didn't hook up with that ugly chick. I was like, please no. But like, I still don't know how I got home. Cause like right down the hall is my mom. This is like an actual house. So like down the hall is my mom's bedroom. I'm like, so I don't know how she didn't hear. My friend's like, oh, I just playing. I took you and I just got, I opened your wallet cause I keep, you keep your key there. So I just opened the door. Your mom was still asleep. So I didn't wake her up. And it's like, then I saw the condom in your thing and I thought, well, let's do a fun prank and take the condom too. And to pants you. And I was like, wait, you do pants me still? So he freaking de pants me. And I was just like, are you serious? Like, wow. But like, I was shitting up, like shitting bricks seriously for like a whole day. Like, and I had the spins for like 3 days. Like, that's how much I drank. I drank that whole bottle of vodka, apparently. Oh my God. And I just remember like feeling like shit. And I remember having a film meeting that afternoon with my business partner at the time. We went to Babs, which is like a diner, and I just remember smelling food. I was like, oh my God, I just want to vomit. I just need to vomit. Like, what am I doing with my life? I'm like 19 thinking, I was like, oh shit. Do you have any fun drunk stories with that?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday. Is this going to lead to you being arrested? Okay.
dude, no. Okay, so my gym buddies took me out because, you know, one of them is like fake rich and he likes taking people for parties and shit. So, we went to one of the bars on Ventura, in Encino.
Oh, damn.
The funny thing is where we were drinking right across the street, there was a laser tag alley, like a laser tag thing. And that's where I had my 12th birthday party. So like 10 years, I just thought it was funny. I didn't want to mention it to anyone because I don't know.
I'm trying to be cool. Street cred. <career. laughs> Hey, so, man, I'm 35 and I love laser tag. I tried, like, even at my day job, Pizza Hut, I tried to get people to go to laser tag before COVID.
Yeah.
Before COVID, I was like, let's just do laser tag. And they look at me like, Chad, how old are you? I'm like, fuck you guys.
But yeah, so we started, I started off with, fucking a giant thing of like I think it was at least 3 shots of tequila.
Oh shit.
It was called El Guapo. So they put, like, you know, it was mixed drink, so pineapple juice, jalapeno juice, fucking 3 shots of tequila, and that's what I started off with. And I think I had 4 more of those.
Oof.
I had 3 Modelos, an 805.
Very Mexican of you.
Dude, fucking Modelos are delicious. Now that, you know, I don't know. And then one of the girls that came over that I invited, she's a nurse, and she couldn't stay for very long. So she got like this tall, you know, cup. She, I don't know what the fuck she ordered, but it was like fucking 80% vodka, 20% cherry juice. Yeah, like she took like 3 sips and she's like, oh, too much alcohol.
Yeah, that sounds like, I just thinking about it, I was like, that does sound like too much alcohol. I'll be like dying.
So, you know, I'm not a pussy. She left and it's just sitting there. And I'm like, all right, fucking why not? And I just down it. And yeah, I don't know. I just, things were a little bit blurry. And then I came back. It was like two in the morning and there was a fight that broke out on the street. This guy, he had fucking shark eyes. He was already arguing with the bartender or with the bus boys and shit.
Yeah.
He starts like pushing away his girl. He starts like fucking kicking her and shit. And then this guy just comes in and fucking, it was so cool. It felt like a fucking movie. He just like, he fucking stomps his feet. He yells out something. He rips off his shirt and runs and fucking clotheslines him. I'm like, oh shit. Fucking shit's going down, and the guy that's starting the fight, he just starts fucking swinging. He's running all over the street and shit. And I'm with my friends. A lot of them were girls, and I'm like, okay, this is not good. And I had like a change in like mind. I don't know what the fuck you would
mindset?
Say, but No, not mindset, because I was already fucking drunk. Like, I just didn't understand. But, like, there was a shift in my perceptions and shit, and I just went into, like, full defense mode. And that kind of ruined the rest of the party, because after the guy... that's another fucking thing. It took 20 minutes for the fucking for Encino police to fucking show up and
that's
arrest.
That's weird, because, like, Encino is really pricey. Like, a lot of people don't understand. Encino is very pricey. A lot of rich people, a lot of Persians and Armenians, like, yeah. A lot. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, was the guy Armenian or Persian?
I have no idea. He was already bloody by the time I can, like, get up. Yeah, like, recognize any features. So, but he was already fucked up. Jesus. But it took 20 minutes for fucking Encino police to show up. It was fucking ridiculous.
Damn.
Like, that fool could have been killed or something. Someone else could have gotten stabbed. They didn't give a fuck. But
yeah, I'd be like, man, yeah, because, like, the police there, I'm like, yeah, because, like, I, especially the area you said Ventura. I'm like, Ventura is, like, the main strip there, pretty much, where all the bars and restaurants, because I remember Chili's, because I went to Chili's when it used to be there. And, like, I got, like, really drunk one time and went to Chili's. I don't know why we went to Chili's and fucking Encino after getting drunk. I was like, really? But, yeah, I remember that shit. But that's freaking crazy. No, because, like, you were talking about, Jim, like, you're trying to train as, like, an MMA fighter right now, right? Attempting to?
Well, I don't know how. I just, it's something that I want to do, but I want to take it step by step. So,
oh, yeah, because, right. I got friends who are amateur ones where they, like, that's what they're doing. Because, like, one, this Filipino dude I knew in Northern California, that's what he did. Like, he went to, like, he would, like, do it, like, it was not UFC, but he was doing mixed martial arts, and he, like, he was a big dude, like, for Filipino dude, like, he was actually pretty big, like, he wasn't short, like, he had to be mixed, but he would get his ass kicked, like he would, like, they're like, yeah, buddy, I got beaten up, and, like, isn't the idea is to fucking win? I'm like, you're a disgrace to your people, man.
Dude, yeah, fucking, I don't know what's up with Filipinos. They're either fucking, like our driver, mm-hmm. fucking Alan. They're either fucking jacked, they're meek as fuck, or they're just, you know, they're just fucking beefy and shit.
Right? I'm like, dude, and weird. Alan's, like, cut, bro. I'm sitting there and people like, so it's like, because they're always like, I worked like, oh, who you, like, Chad, who can you take on? Can you beat Cynthia? I'm like, of course I can beat Cynthia. She's a chick. She might act like a linebacker, but, you know, hopefully she doesn't listen to this. She's like, fuck you, Chad. She's supposed to speak Spanish to me and, like, stab me. She drives now, which is fucking crazy there in itself. Let's see. But yeah, they're like, oh, who you fighting? Like, what about Alan? I'm like, I won't dick around with Alan because he probably beat my ass.
Fucking crawl over your fucking body, just,
dude,
like,
serious, and I'm in shape too, and I'm like, I lost like almost 100 pounds, and mm-hmm. I keep forgetting that I lost so much weight that I'm not fat no more, so I don't have that, like, center of gravity to fight or anything. So, like, Manuk pushed me, like, just playfully pushed me, and almost threw me through the wall. It's like, holy shit, man.
Hey, I'm like, chill out. He's like, I barely fucking flex my arm.
Yeah, no, like, seriously, he's like, retard. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Manuk. It's like, retard. But no, I was just like, wow. But yeah, because, like, you were showing us that welt on your arm the other day. I was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a part of it. There was this new guy that just joined the gym like 2 months ago, and he's like, he's one of those guys that are fucking excited. He's like, he's pretty, like, in shape. He's like 6'4".
God damn, that's huge.
But his fucking stamina is shit. Like, fucking, he runs for like 10 minutes, and he's already out of breath. He's throwing up on the side of the road. He's fucking... He's not where he should be, you know, but he looks the part. He definitely, he looks very amazing. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, we were doing, like, these combinations. We were just drilling them out without any pads or gloves. And for some fucking reason in his head, like, he was doing it fine. He was going soft. I was going soft. And then for some fucking reason, he's like, oh, let me see how this fucking feels, and launches his leg. And I hear the fucking snap on my arm, and I'm like, dude, we're just fucking, we're drilling this. We're not, I don't have pads. He's like, oh, my bad, dog. And fucking, yeah, he has a like all new guys do, like I had, you know, we have problems with like our ego and fucking controlling our power.
Oh yeah, I remember you showing me the video of you and your teacher fighting. That shit was funny. And you're like, what a great interview. I want to thank all the listeners for listening to the show, and please follow or subscribe to 20 Minutes with Chad. Also, if you have any questions you want me to answer during the show, please hit us up on extrafeatures.ca. The Chattel's out.